In this bulletin, the Victorian government to spend $5.3 billion on new social housing. Australia and 14 other nations in the Asia Pacific set to sign the world's largest free trade agreement. And in golf, world number one Dustin Johnson will carry a four-stroke lead into the final round of the Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Victorian government will spend $5.3 billion to deliver 12,000 houses to people in need. It's being called the biggest ever investment in social housing in Australia. 1,000 of those homes will go towards Indigenous Victorians, 2,000 will go to those with a mental illness, and a further 1,000 will be for survivors of family violence. Housing Minister Richard Wynne says the Labor government understands that this sort of investment makes a fundamental difference to people's lives.
When you provide a safe, affordable and secure house, you give people the opportunity, you give them a pathway, you give them a chance to really rebuild their lives going forward. And there is no better public outcome than to this form of investment that we have today. We are also ensuring that this investment is in fact spread right across Victoria. 25% of the investment will be in regional Victoria.
Australia and 14 other nations in the Asia Pacific are to sign the world's largest free trade agreement. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the deal, known as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, is the culmination of years of negotiations.
The RCEP agreement includes 9 out of Australia's 15 top trading nations. These are our biggest trade partners, and that's why having more common rules and better access into those markets is going to be great news for our businesses, our farmers, and for jobs of Australians and the economic recovery of Australians.
Victoria has recorded its 16th day in a row of no new coronavirus cases and no deaths. 3 active coronavirus cases remain in Victoria. And New South Wales has recorded 8 straight days of no locally acquired COVID-19 infections. New South Wales Health says there were 9 overseas acquired cases of the virus in travellers in hotel quarantine. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says interstate arrivals to WA pose a low risk of bringing COVID-19 to the state. More than 2,000 people arrived on Saturday following the removal of the hard border closure. Quarantine-free travel to WA is available to everyone except people from Victoria and New South Wales, which have had the most number of cases during the pandemic. Premier McGowan says he remains cautious about the potential threats posed by the virus.
I think I'm the most cautious because Western Australia has done so well. We haven't gone down the New South Wales route of, you know, having outbreaks and then contact tracing. We eliminated the virus 7 months ago, and that was a great outcome. And it means our society is so free and successful as a consequence, and I want to keep it that way.
Austria is going back into lockdown for at least 2.5 weeks because of rising COVID-19 case numbers. The country recorded more than 9,500 new cases. The United Kingdom has recorded almost 27,000 new infections and another 462 deaths. And more areas of Italy have been designated as coronavirus red zones. Kerry Keane is an Australian living in Naples, where bars, restaurants and hotels must close for a minimum of 2 weeks. She says the lockdown is in the city's best interests.
I feel a little bit sad, but on the other hand, I also feel a sense of encouragement, because I think we need to do this, absolutely. We need to have a lockdown just to see if the situation improves, which I think it should do. I don't know if it'll be for 2 weeks or maybe even longer, but I think it's the only thing to do at the moment.
Members of Australia's Hindu community have marked the annual Diwali festival under COVID-19 restrictions. Known as the Festival of Lights, it's a celebration of light over the forces of darkness. The annual festivities normally attract large crowds, but this year's celebrations have been scaled back to comply with the pandemic restrictions. Sydney GP Dr. Yadu Singh says he's offered prayers for a COVID-19 vaccine.
So I am praying tonight not only for the health and prosperity and happiness for the family and all my friends and everybody in the world, but I'm also praying at the same time that the vaccine for COVID-19 is available soon and we all receive it.
And briefly in golf, world number one Dustin Johnson will carry a four-stroke lead into the final round of the Masters, with Australian Cameron Smith right in the mix after another inspired late charge. Well, now the weather across Australia for Monday. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 22. Melbourne, early showers and sunny, 23. Hobart, showers easing and windy, 22. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, becoming windy and mostly sunny, 29. Sydney, similar, 31. Newcastle, sunny, 35. Brisbane, cloud clearing, 31. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.